Wonderful. And it's brilliant to hear that story, isn't it, of one of the resurrection appearances of Jesus. Now, we're just going to have a little bit of a think about it together this morning. And in order to do so, that, I've brought just a few things to help sort of tell this story. Just tell the story. But I realise I've forgotten to do something, so just bear with me for just literally 30 seconds. Right, we're going to start by having a little think together. I'm going to make this person disappear, okay? I'm going to make this person disappear. I know it's not a real person, but just go with me, okay? It's a little plastic person, Playmobil, okay? Won't do a hands up if you had Playmobil. They're definitely a... Anyway, Playmobil person, okay? Big golden egg, okay? Person in big golden egg, okay? Big golden egg closed, okay? Ooh. Big golden egg. Where is the person? He's at the back of church by the cross. Do you want to, go to see if he's by the back of the church by the cross? Anyone bring him down here? Is he? Can you bring him to me, Phoebe? Excellent. Very cool, very cool, very cool.
Thank you very much.
That's got to be worth a round of applause, isn't it? Got to be worth a round of applause. Now, Josiah, you are Mr. Brilliant Science, and you tell me all sorts of wonderful science things when we are together, a blast. Tell me, how did I do it? Two people and two eggs. Do you think I would resort to such cheap trickery? There he is! Yes, two eggs
and two people. Okay.
There we are. Two eggs, two people. There we are. Fairly simple, isn't it? Very simple. There we are. Yes, right. When you see something like that, you're sort of thinking, how does that work? Now, I know you weren't thinking very hard because you're all thinking he's got two eggs and he's got two people. Okay, all right. But when you see something like that, you want to know, don't you, how does that work? How has that happened? I want some proof, some evidence that you have done something that I kind of can't quite understand. And that desire to understand, to work it out, is what we see really in Thomas. Thomas is not with the group of disciples when Jesus first appears to them. John tells us that Jesus came through locked doors, and he came to be with his disciples, and he says, "Peace be with you." And they're overjoyed, and Jesus sort of blesses them and breathes on them and gives them the Holy Spirit, shows them his hand and his side, and it's all just great. But Thomas isn't there. Thomas isn't with them. And over the years, Thomas has been called Doubting Thomas because of what he then says. He says, if I can't touch these wounds, if I can't get some physical proof for myself, I am not going to believe it. Okay? I don't buy this. I'm not going to trust it just from what you have said. In other words, he wants to know what's going on. So probably a better name for Thomas would be Honest Thomas, sort of skeptical Thomas, scientific Thomas. He wants some proof, some evidence. Now, you know, that desire for evidence is something that lots of people have thought about, particularly when it comes to the resurrection. Now then, does anyone want to pretend with me for a moment to be a high-powered academic? Does anyone want to do that? Anyone want to do that? You get to wear a groovy thing like this. Yeah, Naomi? Bless you. Bless you. Come on then. Come and be a high-powered academic. Okay, here we go. Right. When you're a high-powered academic, you get to wear a groovy gown. Okay, like that. You get to wear a groovy gown. And you get to wear one of these. This is called an academic hood. Yeah. And they give it you, although they make you buy it, actually. And then you put that on like that. They go like that. There we are. That's like that. That's good. And they give you a funny hat. Okay, they give you a funny hat. But you know what? I haven't got the funny hat. So I'm going to give you a different funny hat. Is that all right? They give you a funny hat with a thing that sort of waves down like that. So just pretend that this is a mortarboard. Okay, like that. All right? Okay. All right? And you have to hold your chin like this. And think deep and thoughtful thoughts. Okay? The meaning of life. Yes. Yes. No, it's great. Anyway, actually, when you get those things at the end of doing your degree or whatever it is, really, you want to go, woohoo, I finished. And it's a great day. It's a great day. Okay, right. The reason for doing this is nearly 100 years ago, there was a chap called Frank Morrison. And he was an academic. He worked in a university. And he set out to show that Jesus couldn't possibly have risen from the dead. And he was going to write a book called Who Moved the Stone. And he did write a book called Who Moved the Stone. And do you know what the conclusion was he came to? His conclusion was that there was way too much evidence that Jesus did rise from the dead. So he decided that Jesus had risen from the dead, and he became a Christian. Isn't that amazing? So there's lots of evidence for the resurrection. Okay, can we give Naomi another round of applause, please? Thank you very much. Lovely. Right. You can take that off as well if you like. It's very big, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. That was bad to happen. Okay. So lots of evidence that the resurrection happened. The empty tomb, the fact that nobody was ever able to produce the body, the fact that his disciples, who were very frightened and inward-looking, became so convinced of this fact that they were prepared to give their lives for it. The fact that the church has continued for thousands of years proclaiming that Jesus is risen. Lots of evidence pointing towards the fact that Jesus is alive. Thomas wanted that evidence. We might want that evidence. But of course, there is a difference. Thomas could put his hand into Jesus' hands and touch the wound in his side. We can't do that. It is different for us. And Jesus knows that it's different for us. And he says these lovely words. Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus knows that in some ways it's harder for us. We cannot touch him, not in the way that Thomas did. And he says, blessed are you. Blessed are you if you have not seen and yet you have believed. But there is also the proof that each of us need, don't we? Because each of us need to know that Jesus is alive, not just in a remote and academic sense, but in a living, personal sense, that he is alive for each of us. And this is where I think we can be like Thomas. We can go to the risen Lord and say, Lord, please show me that you are alive. Show me that you are present. Now, when we do that, it's important then to have our eyes and our ears open, to not do what some young people do, which I find utterly magical, that they put these things in their ears, which apparently are not called ear pods, but they put them in their ears and they've got no wires. They've got no wires at all. And they listen to things on them. Isn't that amazing? I find that absolutely amazing. So it would be perfectly possible to put things in your ears, to put the darkest of dark glasses on, and put our heads down and wonder where he is? Or is it possible to open our ears and open our eyes and open our hearts and say, Lord, I do need your proof. I do need to know that you are alive. Please come and show that to me. And the chances are that for each of us that will be different. Whether it is a word of scripture or a song or the word of a friend or a member of family, some answer to prayer, some evidence of his presence in our lives. It's okay to ask. Thomas did, and Jesus met him. We can ask, and he will meet us, albeit not as he met Thomas. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So Thomas is a really wonderful part of the story. Because if we're honest, there's a bit of Thomas in each of us. Did this really happen? Can this really happen for me? Can the risen Lord touch and transform me just as he did Thomas? I believe the answer to all those questions is yes. But I and you and we need to find that answer for ourselves. Amen.